And joining us now is Alex Antonowicz from the Lafayette Utility System. Just a normal Friday afternoon, right, Alex?
Pretty much. It's looking sunny out there right now.
It really is looking sunny, but we know that dark days are ahead. And Alex, we appreciate you taking a minute to let our listeners know what is going on with LUS. Obviously, we hope no one loses power through this whole thing, but we prepare for the worst, and you guys look like you have been very proactive working with other utility systems to have teams here ready. Tell us what the plan is with LUS.
Currently, we're part of a mutual aid agreement with other public utilities through the American Public Power Association. So right now, a team from Tallahassee and a team from Gainesville, Florida, they've actually come out here to help us out. They're going to hunker down with us while we wait out the storm, and then after the winds start to die down, we can start to go out there and assess and start fixing things.
All right. So, you know, and this storm obviously is not making it real easy because the predicted track has moved a little bit east, and then now it's moved back a little bit west, which, of course, may have more of a direct impact on the customers of LUS. So having this team in advance is great. What do customers do when and if their individual power goes out? Obviously, you guys are prepared for it. You know about it. Do they call? Do they go to the website to look for outages? What is the best process to make it smooth and easy for everybody?
Well, a couple different ways. So we do have our phone number. If you do see a down power line or if your power is out, to call 291-9200. That's 291-9200. You can also check out our website, lus.org. We're going to be making updates there. We'll be making updates on our Facebook page and on Twitter as well as we start to get the information in. And that's probably the best way to get a hold of us. If you happen to go to our website, lus.org, we actually should have a link for our hurricane handbook, so you can go ahead and download that. We have a digital copy online as well. Or you can pick up some copies at the library or City Hall, but you may not want to go out, you know, once it's storming.
Yeah, that might not be the best idea. So it's good to have multiple opportunities. It wasn't that long ago that there was a phone number and that was it. So now having other opportunities with social media and with websites, it certainly makes it easier for the customers if, in fact, they have a charged phone or a computer that has a power, you know, supply. So we appreciate you reaching out and, you know, job well done working ahead of time. Again, even if you've got teams from 25 cities here, depending on the level of damage done to the power system, it doesn't necessarily mean having more trucks gets power back on in 30 minutes, and everybody needs to certainly think about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the tough part is, you know, during a storm, it's the trees that get knocked down. It's the trees that kind of knock over the power lines and that sort of thing. So we have tree trimming crews coming out. We have at least essentially almost 130 more people joining us, just contracted groups. And like I said, the teams from Gainesville and Tallahassee, plus LUS itself, we're going to be, you know, all hands on deck. So we're ready.
We'll appreciate the update, and we'll stay in touch with you over the next couple of days. Again, we hope for the best. Hopefully everybody looks back on Monday and says, well, that was a nice fire drill, but in a situation where you guys are out there, we'll reach out as well so we can spread your messages to our listeners as soon as possible. And we appreciate it, and best of luck to you during the storm.
Thank you, and stay safe.